Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Stuff's more expensive. I guess that's not surprising, but it's going up more quickly than in the past. The consumer price index is rising faster in the rolling 12-month average this month than it had last month. Just as a for instance, Anya Kane is a senior retail reporter at Insider. You can visit businessinsider.com, and she covers the retail, the big boxes, the chain stores, stuff like that. Anya, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on.
So we're noticing what you've been noticing, I guess. This isn't news to you, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, this has been something that's been, I think, building since the pandemic started in terms of some of these big price increases.
Why? Why are some of the prices going up?
It's kind of a number of issues. One thing is that a lot of companies actually sort of swallowed some supply chain issues earlier in the pandemic without raising prices. Because they didn't want to be seen as sort of gouging during a pandemic and increasing rates on staples that people really needed. So now they're sort of playing catch up. Another thing is supply chain issues. There's a huge trucker shortage in this country right now, and that's increasing a lot of rates. Commodities are going up. So you have kind of a number of issues kind of spiraling, snowballing rather, into one sort of big thing that now people are really feeling in their pocketbooks, unfortunately.
I've heard that the truck driver shortage was out there. So in other words, in order to get more men and women to drive trucks, you got to pay them more. And if it costs more to get them to drive the truck, then the goods on the truck go up in price. Somebody's got to pay for that. So it's you and me at the store, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And this is just, I mean, this is small items. This is razors, apples, produce, bananas, baby products, but it's also like larger items like appliances and even things like used cars. I mean, house prices are going up. It's sort of everything right now.
So I've heard on the appliance front, some people, when they're ordering large furniture items like a sofa or a washer dryer, they're waiting months for that. And I wonder if that's a supply chain thing. Like, I don't know, did that boat in the Suez Canal, are we still seeing the fallout from that?
Yes, we are absolutely still seeing the fallout from that. The tangles that created on a logistical front just for global commerce are still being felt, unfortunately, even though the news story is sort of gone. And, you know, the CEO of Whirlpool Appliances was in the Wall Street Journal recently talking about how they've been having to basically raise prices because of some of this logistical nightmare, basically. You also have things like computer chips are more expensive now. So if an appliance require some of that technology, then that's also going to increase rates.
And we've noticed that, of course, in cars and trucks, too. And then I guess just the pandemic also shut down production. So if you are ordering something, rather than having a lot of it in the supply chain, they're having to build some of these things all over again, right? Some car plants, some furniture plants, meat processing plants, they shut down. So it created, I suppose, shortages that we're still feeling, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, that shortage is going to affect everything. It's not just food at grocery stores. It's also going to be food at restaurants. This is sort of at every level, unfortunately. And some of these price increases are really going to be noticed and felt by consumers, as your callers have noted, basically.
Well, so do you have any numbers? Like, for instance, what did the consumer price index do in the last month?
So it actually went up 0.8%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot. That's a pretty big spike. I can give you numbers. I mean, this is a nightmare for me because I love apples. Some prices for some varieties of apples are going to spike up to 20%. I mean, it's going to be pretty difficult to keep up my Apple habit with numbers like that, unfortunately.
Well, the first call I took this morning was from a guy who said crab legs. It hit wherever he buys crab legs were up a lot. And then people said, well, then don't buy crab legs. That's kind of a fancy, expensive food. But I think ground beef for some people has gone up as well. Cans of soup. A lot of my listeners said soup. A can of soup went from $1.59 to $1.89 wherever they were buying their soup. And I guess it's just all across the board.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about just stuff you need for, like, ingredients, right? Like vegetable oils. You know, a lot of recipes call for that when you're cooking at home. And that's going to go up. Mayo, you know, just then things like you need for your household. So, like, toilet paper, baby products, things that require wood and paper, you know, with lumber prices going up, things that require cotton. It's pretty much across the board. So, you know, the crab legs fellow, you know, he's not alone.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and so the 0.8% gets us to, that was the increase. So the CPI went up 4.2% in April. That's the increase in prices year over year, April this year to April last year. And I don't know if it's fair to compare prices this year to last year. Maybe we should go back 2 years to get a, you know, apples to apples, if you will, comparison. And maybe not even this year, because this year we've got all kinds of issues. We're still in a pandemic. That's led to shortages. The oil shortage right now is costing more to ship goods and services. You had that ridiculous Suez Canal thing. So we do have a perfect storm of things that are conspiring right now to make prices higher, right?
That's absolutely right. One thing that I will know is that the government at this point doesn't seem to be taking this too seriously in terms of changing policy for the Fed or doing anything with the Treasury Department. They don't think these supply chain issues or these higher prices will last too long, for what that's worth.
Well, interest rates are still low, and I think that's more than a silver lining for a lot of people. But you still got to buy groceries, and they are seemingly costing more. My number is 312-981-7200, and if you just want to chime in, text in and tell us what you've noticed. We got a lot of texts along these lines today. I've mentioned some of them. It's always easy to complain that the packages themselves are shrinking in size, but a lot of you noticed that individual items were costing more. John, ice cream, cheese, a lot of grocery store items. I haven't seen many retail items like clothing. People, you know, like if I go to buy shoes, I don't do that every day. They may be more expensive now, but I don't buy them so often that I notice, right? Like, did that Nike shoe that I paid $89 for, was it $82 last week? I don't know. It's $89. So it's hard for us, I think, as individuals to track those. But groceries and gas, we know, and those have gone up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're going to feel that right away.
Yeah. Okay. Anya Kane is a senior retail reporter at Insider. You can visit businessinsider.com. She covers retail, big boxes, stuff like this. Anya, we'll call you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, John. It was a pleasure.